So I'm on my way home. Man, what a week. I've had disasters this week, I tell you, and I kid you not. This will probably go up after two really long, profane and out-of-control audio boos that I'm going to delete immediately, just because they don't think they're representative of me. Because I lost my wallet in the pub on Wednesday. So not only did that have my Cashpoint card in it, it had my keys to my bike and a few other things. Rachel's lost her card, so when I got back about midnight, realised I couldn't find my card. Realised I'd left my wallet in the pub like a tit. And subsequently, couldn't get a taxi. Rachel couldn't get any money out to come and get me. Car was out of petrol. And I couldn't get on my bike. So I walked 4.5 miles home in the freezing cold, shouting and screaming at my own stupidity. So, and I've been ill on and off for the last couple of weeks. So yeah, it's been a bit of a physically tough week. And that's what I like to see. Must be like a 70-year-old woman on that bike who went past me, fully reflected up, telling me what a lovely evening it is. And it is. It's bloody cold, but I'm exhilarating. I'm healthy enough to be on the bike. And but I do, a few things have kind of struck me. And I'm a passionate and volatile person. And, you know, I wouldn't change that most of the time. But recently, over the last 2-3 months, I don't know where it comes from, what sometimes I let it run away with me. And it's very irritating for me. I kind of jump on people, and I don't mean to. And I regret it. I don't mean physically jump, obviously. I mean, you know, lash out verbally, or not all the time. It's making me sound like some kind of psycho. But there's an angry edge to some of my responses to people that, especially people I love and care about. It's really weird. So, anyone I've done that to you recently, I apologise. I'm going to get a lid on that. But I think it's a lot of burnout frustration. And like a lot of people, I've got nowhere to put it most of the time, so I just offload it like a cannon. So I need to look at that and work on that. I know that. So, anyway, it's been a shitty week. It's been really difficult. Lots of things appear to have been conspiring. And bottom line is, I'm not looking after myself, and I'm not an idiot, so I should know better. So there it is. So I'm on the bike now, and I'm going to go home, have a bath, have a haircut, have a shave, have a chill, eat some Chinese food. If I went out again in London tonight, I would be a moron. See you later.